ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti. Day 11. Today's drill. I stabilize myself into the karmatit stage of being beyond the bondage of the body. I am the one inspiring actions to be performed but remain detached. I may be seeing everything, I may be speaking but do this while being detached. I am a master. And a soul, who has been made an instrument by the Father. I stabilize my mind and intellect in this awareness once again. There are two parts here. One is to remain beyond the consciousness of the body, to stay in a stage which is karmatit, whilst doing the action, to remain beyond the actions. To remain beyond the effect of the actions. And the second is instrument. I have been made an instrument, just an instrument. While in truth, I am a master. I am a soul. I am the captain of this ship. I stabilize my mind and intellect in this awareness. So there are two things. I am in the body and yet detached from the body. I am in the body, yet away from the awareness of the body. How to do that? Theory appears beautiful, and everybody knows that this body is transient. This body is about to die, but body and soul are deeply interconnected. If something happens in the soul, that affects the body. If something happens in the body, that affects the soul. They are intervened. Soul should stay in the body and yet remain detached. It's a great goal. Now this is the body and I am inside the body. The goal is, as we are told, forget the body. Consider yourself as a soul. Give away all the relations, all the religions of the body. Consider yourself as a soul. So, I have to do a few things with this body before I experience that I am soul. Some preparedness, some pre-preparation is needed. What is that preparation? First preparation is to see the body as it is, not through that imaginary glass of illusion, but to see it as it is, darshan. The second is experience it. Often we experience body only during the times of illness. when one falls sick or when there is a severe excruciating pain somewhere in the body, that time one screams out in pain, in agony, in misery. But then you become body conscious. So everybody experiences body only when one is sick. We have to experience body when we are not sick. So see the body. But see it as it is. And there are two methods of seeing. Seeing externally and seeing internally. Whose body? Our own body. And how to see? Not with eyes, but with mind's eyes. So that is the first method. First, see it. Second, know it. And third, experience it. And the most important is, whilst experiencing, to remain detached from it. Whatever sensations that are rising in the body, on the body, just watch them as detached observer, as Sakshi. So these four things have to be done when we are healthy, not when we are sick. Because during sickness, you can't do anything. You are 100% body consciousness. There is no question of I am soul. There, the awareness is I am body. Or I am this knee. Or I am this head. Or I am the back. There is a pain in the back. So you become body. So it is very difficult to experience body during sickness. Why I am telling to see body, to know body, to experience body and to see the body, a detached observer. Why these four things have to be done? Why? Because when you know that which is anitya, that which is transitory, that which is short-lasting, that which is about to die, when you know it as it is, gradually your awareness shifts from body to the soul. Then you don't have to even say that I am soul. When you already have known this body is evanescent, it is not going to last long. It is only for a short while. It's here. And all the sensations which are arising on the body, feel them, know them, understand them, know why they are there and from where they are arising. Because all the sensations of the body are attached to the subconscious mind. There is a deep relationship of subconscious mind and these sensations. Looking at this sensation, you can reach subconscious mind. The depth of the mind, the depth of sanskars. So these are the four stages. See the body, but how will you see? With closed eyes. Know the body. How will you know? By scanning the body. Experience the body. How do you experience the body? By feeling the sensations and then seeing those sensations as detached observer. There is an itching. I am just seeing that itch, but I am not scratching. There is a pain. I am just seeing that pain. So when I learn to see everything that is happening on the body as detached observer, there is too much cold, but I learn to see the cold as detached observer, I gradually get free from it. So watching as detached observer. So seeing, dekhna, knowing, janana, experience, anubhav, and fourth, sakshi. These four things have to be done when you are healthy. Because when you are sick, you can't do these things. And we experience all these three. We experience body only during the times of sickness. Can we experience body when we are healthy? Yes. When we start doing this, gradually the awareness of the body, the reality of the body, the truth of the body will come in front of us. And our attachment, deep attachment of the soul to the body, the deepest attachment soul has for is for body. There is only one thing that soul loves. What is that? Not Shiv Baba. Body. Soul loves only one thing. Body. If even there is a needle prick, soul winces out in pain. So, this practice has to be done. This is not a one day job, two day job, three day job, four day job. This has to be done every day. So long as you are alive. Keep on doing this. Every day, every day, every day, every day. And increase the time gradually. One. Second, start feeling the subtle sensations. First gross. Once you start feeling, once you first round, top to bottom, top to bottom. First round, gross sensations. Then try to feel certain sensations. Then take one part. If just take one hand and try to feel the sensation of that one hand. Or sometimes you can take just one part. Knee pain. There is a knee pain. Or there is a one area of the body which is painful. Just focus on that and try to feel it. What sort of sensations? And then realize the sensations will arise and they go away. They arise and they fall. There is a rise and fall. There is emergence and disappearance. Emergence and disappearance. Emergence and disappearance. They arise. They emerge and merge. They emerge and merge. This is the play which is going on. So when you learn to see the impermanence of the body this way, you learn automatically to see impermanence of things, persons, and the world. The whole world becomes impermanent. In today's Murli, Baba said, this world is asar, essenceless. You have no business with this world. There is nothing to achieve here. No prapti. Nothing to achieve in this world. This world is absolutely essenceless, tasteless, insipid, fragranceless. There is nothing to taste in this world. Such a tasteless world. This is a bland, you know, they say bland diet, spiceless diet. So that world is, this world is like this. This world has lost its glory. You know the song, na? Let's start a brand new story. So, let's practice. Sit alert. Stabilize the body. Lock the fingers. Lock the hands. Lock the legs. And close the eyes. And start scanning the body. Straight scanning the body. From top till bottom. First round. Very slowly. Sometimes it may take 10 minutes, 20 minutes also. Just for one round. Sometimes second round, very fast. And try to feel the subtle sensations. Sukshma samvedanai. Second round. Om Shanti. So our target is 1 hour. Try to sit in the same locked position for 1 hour and gradually we'll take it till 3 hours one day. But 1 hour is the target. 1 hour, absolute, like a tree, like a mountain. Samadhi, just still, calm, and something will happen. Something revolutionary. something that never happened before, some new secret, some new revelation, some new reality, some new secret about your own subconscious mind. So this is going to happen if you can make it till 1 hour. And this practice has to be done preferably in your room, not in Baba's room, but preferably in your room. Yes, in the afternoon you can go in Baba's room and do it. You can preferably do it in closed spaces, not in nature, because your nature, it pulls you, it attracts the mind. It is so beautiful. Here you don't have to get attracted even by nature, even by Prakriti, even by five elements, nothing. Just sit in front of a wall. This is the best place to do it. Sit in front of the wall and do it. You should have a small asana, put it down, and in the same place, on this same asana every day, sit in front of the wall and do it. Just, you don't have to see anybody. Nothing you have to do. Just sit and keep the alarm and sit and just scan each and every inch of the body. And a stage will come when the body consciousness will go away. You'll start experiencing something else. Something very profound. Something very deep. Something which you never experienced before. And then, towards the last 5 minutes, you can take the thought, I am a soul. You don't have to even think, say it, but automatically you become a soul. And this total awareness of the body is gone. The body is totally disintegrated, dissolved in the five elements. It has not remained, only the vibrations, only the waves. That's it, only waves and nothing else. And when you come out from this stage, you are very powerful. So this is today's practice. And today, this is not yoga nidra, but yes, this you can do in three stages. Sitting, standing, and while sleeping. Sitting is the best, but always sitting on the floor. One. Second, standing also you can do it. Stand and scan. But then eyes will wander here and there. So this is to be done with closed eyes. And sleeping. During sleep you can do it. At the time of sleep, when you go to sleep, just start scanning the body from top till bottom, top till bottom, top till bottom, and go to sleep. That can be done. So these are three stages where this process can be done. But you must do it. Now coming to one more thing. Today's food habits. So two thoughts. First, for 1 week, from Monday till Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, okay, holiday. Cheating day. Till Saturday. No fried food. Anything which is put in oil and deeply fried. For example, what are they?
Chips.
Aloo tikki. Anything which is deeply fried. Anything which is deeply fried. Sev, namkeen, samosa, kachori. Anything which is put in oil, puri, and deeply fried. For one whole week. Nothing. No fried items. And this save and all this, they are very deeply fried. One is this. And second, today's thought. Today's food habit. No grains in the afternoon. Today, no grain in the afternoon. Only afternoon. Whole day you can take whatever you want. But no. Grain means cereals. Cereals means there are three things in cereal. What are those? First, wheat. Maize. There are so many are there. Jawar, maize and all this. Millets. Everything. That is first. Second is all pulses. All pulses. Legumes. Beans. Everything. These are the second. And third, rice. All sorts of brown rice and this rice and that rice. These three things are not to be taken in the lunch. Wheat is the first thing. Wheat is the main. That is the most addictive of all three. If you don't get rice, it's fine. If you don't get pulses, it is fine. But this is most addictive. But for South Indians, rice is addictive. They are addicted to rice. If you don't give anything, that's fine. But they want rice. These all grains, they produce four things. Intoxication, sloth, heaviness, laziness, and sleep. You want to sleep after eating this in the afternoon. You just want to go in coma. And just you sleep for 2 hours. And it's so heavy after that, you don't want to get up. You don't want to get up. So what you will eat instead of this? Fruit? Okay. But fruit is not fulfilling because some people don't feel. Even after eating 1 dozen of fruit, what taste is there in half of the chapati is not there in those fruits. That fulfillment is not there. So vegetables. Lot of salads. You can go for potatoes. Potato is very fulfilling. Boiled potato. Very, very fulfilling. Or sabji. But that sabji means that sabji should be that oil-free sabji. No, whatever. Even if it is oil. Oil, we are not. Our target today is grains. No grain diet in the lunch. So you can just eat sabji. If you don't want to eat that sabji, you can have boiled sabji. You can have steamed sabji. Or you can have just raw vegetable salads. And instead of anything, but today's aim is only grain. That's it. Only in lunch. Night you can take it. Night you can fulfill your suppressed desires. Only this today's rule is, there is a 1 week rule is, no fried items. That is a 1 week rule. Monday till Sunday. Nothing. No sev, nothing, no murmura, no all those bhel and all that thing. Which, anything which is put in oil, deeply fried and taken out. Nothing. They fried. There are so many things in that. Singdana and so many ground nuts, so many things are there. So that is first. And so what you will take in the afternoon, you can have a smoothie, you can have fruit juice, you can have fruit, you can have sprouts. Very fulfilling. Take sprout, okay, put salad and take lot of potatoes. That is ankurit. That is the only condition in which you can take grains. You are not taking grain directly. You are allowing it to sprout. There is a lot of difference. Either compared to fruits that are of inferior quality still. But this wants fulfillment. This wants satisfaction. You will feel as if this Brahmin life is waste. So what to do? Ideal is that, but you can't reach that immediately. You have to go very slowly. Otherwise, if you don't eat grain in the afternoon, you will break away all the principle, and by evening, you will just eat anything, whatever you put your hands upon. Anything which is fried. You will go to the toilet department and say, give me the save and give me everything. I have to give to somebody. You go in the room and start eating. Otherwise, there is a suppression. It's like pressure cooker. There will be blast. So very slowly. Give it a lot of potatoes. Give 5 potatoes boiled. Would you like to? You will feel fulfillment. You don't want to eat anything after that. Give this much sprout. Ankurit. Take it. You will not feel like to. Lot of salads. Take anything. Tomato. Take 5 tomatoes. 3 tomatoes. Anything. Bitter gourd. Anything. Whatever you want. Cucumber. Chili. Green chilies. Mutter. Anything you can take. But it should be very fulfilling. You should not feel that I am hungry. That is the thing. You have to trick the mind. So these are the 2 rules. And with these 2 rules, you will feel energy. Energy level will increase because you are not allowing grains to enter the body. They are intoxicating. They induce sleep. That's why everybody wants to sleep in the afternoon. But when you will have such a diet as lunch, sleep will disappear. No question of sleep in the morning. You get up early in the morning or you are sleeping at night. But whole day is full of energy, liveliness, animation. Okay? So, and this is the indirect method of reaching karmatit. This is the indirect method of becoming soul consciousness. This is the indirect method of getting rid of the body. Because the deepest attachment soul has is only for one thing. Body, body and body. So you are breaking that deepest bondage, body and soul. There is only one thing which is standing in between. Not vices, food. You are breaking these habits. So you are creating an earthquake. You are creating a tremble. Earth is trembling. Your whole existence is trembling. And with on that trembling land, you are seeing, sowing the new seeds. Om Shanti.